Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer William Wordsworth. Now William Wordsworth was born in the year 1770 and he died in the year 1850. Theek hai? Now William Wordsworth is famous as a nature poet, as a romantic writer, romantic era writer, as a lake poet, and later on in his life he also became poet laureate of England, theek hai, in the year 1843. Before him it was Robert Southey. Till 1843, it was Robert Southey, and then he became poet laureate. And William Wordsworth is mostly famous for the lyrical ballads, the preface to the lyrical ballads, in which he explains his approach to writing poetry. And it is after the publication of the lyrical ballads that the approach towards writing poetry or literature in general shifted from the Augustan era writers. Matlab, it became radically different from the way Alexander Pope wrote or John Dryden wrote. Okay? And in the publication of the lyrical ballads, his friendship with Samuel Taylor Coleridge helped him a lot. Coleridge himself contributed a lot of poems. Many of the ideas of Coleridge were there. Okay? Uske baad, in shaping the works as well as the life of William Wordsworth, his sister Dorothy Wordsworth is also very famous. Okay? So all of these personalities have had a decisive influence in the type of poetry which William Wordsworth wrote. And you should keep in mind that William Wordsworth was deeply influenced by the French Revolution, the ideals of the French Revolution. Okay? And remember the very famous line that he says about the French Revolution, that bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. Okay? This is a very famous quotation. Okay? Let me repeat this quote, bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven, unquote. Okay? And of course, as the French Revolution progressed, okay, uske baad wo violent ho gaya tha after the reign of terror and the rise of Napoleon. Consequently, William Wordsworth also got very disillusioned with the progress of the French Revolution in its later phases. Okay? But this is how William Wordsworth described his joy in the initial stages of the French Revolution. Okay? That he called it bliss. That bliss was it in that dawn to be alive. Okay? Now, from an exam point of view, you should know about the important works of William Wordsworth. Okay? Uske baad, you should be aware of some of the key facts and the key ideas in the lyrical ballads, especially the preface to the lyrical ballads, and also some important facts about the life of William Wordsworth. Okay? Because in sari cheezon pe question aa chuke hain pehle bhi, and questions are expected even in future. Okay? Now, before describing and going through the lyrical ballads and the preface to the lyrical ballads, let me go through the important works by William Wordsworth. Okay? Now, the first important work that you should be aware of is Tintern Abbey. Okay? Tintern Abbey is a short title. The complete title is Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey. Okay? Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey. Now, next one is called Ode Intimations of Immortality. ठीक है, ये दोनों जो पोएम्स हैं टिंटर्न एबी एंड इंटीमेशंस ऑफ इमोर्टैलिटी आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. ठीक है, द नेक्स्ट वन इज कॉल्ड द प्रेल्यूड. ठीक है, पी आर ई एल यू डी ई, प्रेल्यूड. देन देयर इज अनदर पोएम कॉल्ड माइकल, एम आई सी एच ए ई एल, माइकल. आफ्टर दैट, एज आई टोल्ड यू लिरिकल बैलेड्स, आई विल डिस्कस दिस इन अ मिनट. उसके बाद देयर इज अ पोएम कॉल्ड पीटर बेल. ठीक है, पीटर बेल. आफ्टर दैट देयर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड द एक्सकर्जन, ई एक्स C U R S I O N, The Excursion. Then we have The Recluse. Okay, The Recluse. R E C L U S E, The Recluse. After that, there is another poem called The World Is Too Much With Us. Okay, The World Is Too Much With Us. And then there is another poem called The Solitary Reaper. Okay, The Solitary Reaper. See, I can go on naming more and more poems. Okay, of course, William Wordsworth has written many more poems, but out of the many, these are the most important ones. Okay, so what you should do is just go through the storyline of all of this. Okay, storyline, or matlab exactly kis cheez ke bare mein hai ye, some important lines of these poems. Okay, because questions jo hai un pe aate hain, bahut frequently aate hain. Now, after this, let me discuss the lyrical ballads. Okay, and also the preface to the lyrical ballads. Okay, because of the preface, William Wordsworth is famous. So first of all, what is the lyrical ballads? See, the lyrical ballads is a collection of poems. Okay? First time it was published in 1798. Okay? And it was published in collaboration with his friend Coleridge. Okay? Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Okay? And this year is generally taken to be the beginning of the Romantic era. Okay? And whatever the poems रिटन बाय वर्ड्सवर्थ दैट वर इंक्लूडेड इन दिस वॉल्यूम. एक तो है टिंटन एबी, ठीक है, एज आई मेंशन अर्लियर दिस पोएम इज वॉज इंक्लूडेड इन दिस वॉल्यूम, ठीक है, टिंटन एबी. देन द इडियट बॉय, ठीक है, ये भी जो पोएम है इसमें ही था. एंड देन द फेमस पोएम बाय कॉलरिज विच वॉज इंक्लूडेड इन दिस वॉल्यूम द लिरिकल बैलेड्स इज कॉल्ड राइम ऑफ द एंशंट मरीनर, ठीक है, राइम ऑफ द एंशंट मरीनर, ठीक है. And as I told you that this was first published in 1798, और उसका second edition भी आया था, ठीक है, preface lyrical ballads का second edition आया था in the year 1800, and there was a preface also in that edition, ठीक है. And in the preface, ठीक है, there is the famous definition of poetry and the way Wordsworth describes poetry, that you know it is the spontaneous overflow of powerful emotions, ठीक है. And then he also elaborates his theory that poetry should be written in the language really used by men, ठीक है. So all of this is there in the preface. Okay. Now let me read out, you know, few lines which Wordsworth has written, okay, explaining his theory or his objective in the lyrical ballads. Okay. He says, quote, "The principal object then proposed in these poems was to choose incidents and situations from common life and to relate or describe them throughout in a selection of language really used by men. And at the same time to throw over them a certain colouring of imagination whereby ordinary things should be presented to the mind in an unusual aspect." Okay? And then thereafter he also goes on to say that for this purpose, okay, quote, "humble and rustic life was generally chosen because in that condition the essential passions of the heart find a better soil in which they can attain their maturity, are less under restraint and speak a plainer and more emphatic language." ठीक है. And a good poem or a good example of a poem which embodies the objectives of the preface is the poem called Michael. ठीक है. And along with the Idiot Boy and Tintern Abbey, there are poems like The Thorn. ठीक है. THORN. Thorn. ठीक है. This is also included in this volume. ठीक है. Of lyrical ballads. ठीक है. And this is a poem by William Wordsworth. And then there is another poem called Goody Blake. ठीक है. Goody Blake. GOODY Goody Blake. ठीक है. All of these poems were written by William Wordsworth. ठीक है. So इन सब चीजों को आप ध्यान में रखना. ठीक है. Now after this, let me tell you some famous quotations by William Wordsworth. ठीक है. You might have heard the quotation, "The child is the father of the man." ठीक है. The child is the father of the man. This is a quotation by William Wordsworth from his poem called My Heart Leaps Up. ठीक है. My Heart Leaps Up. ठीक है. इस poem से आया है. ठीक है. And let me read out two lines from the beginning because बहुत बार उस पे भी सवाल आ जाता है. Quote, "My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky." Unquote. ठीक है. My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. And when you progress gradually in this poem, that line comes, "The child is the father of the man." ठीक है. Now after this, there is another very famous quotation, famous line. Quote, "Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher." Unquote. ठीक है. Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher. This is the entire line, okay? And this comes from his poem called The Tables Turned, okay? The Tables Turned. And broadly speaking, this poem is a kind of elegy, okay? Elegy hai ye, in which the poet mourns the death of Lucy as a child, okay? Now, you might have heard about the Lucy poems by William Wordsworth, okay? In this poem, the poet mourns the death of Lucy as a child. And along with this, the poet also discusses the education that comes from being in nature, okay, rather than from formal education of the school system. Okay? So, un sab cheezon ke baare mein ye discussion hota hai is poem mein. Okay? The Tables Turned. Now, after this, there is another poem by William Wordsworth. Uske baare mein bataya tha aapko. "The world is too much with us." Okay? Now, the generally what happens is they give the first two lines or four lines and then they say, identify the poem. Okay? So, let me read out the first few lines. Okay? Quote, "The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon." Unquote. Okay? These were the first four lines. Okay? Let me read out these four lines again. Taki aapko yaad rahe. "The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. ठीक है, sordid का मतलब क्या होता है? Something bad. ठीक है, S-O-R-D-I-D, sordid. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important facts about the life of William Wordsworth. ठीक है, be it his sister Dorothy Wordsworth, his association with Coleridge, the fact that they lived in the Lake District. ठीक है, that is why they are called the Lake Poets. ठीक है, उसके बाद the important works by William Wordsworth, be it Lyrical Ballads, which was first published in 1798. ठीक है, उसके बाद ये second edition आया था in the year 1800. ठीक है, उसके बाद जो important work है called the Prelude. ठीक है, the Prelude. Now Prelude is a autobiographical poem. ठीक है, which charts the spiritual growth and intellectual development of Wordsworth. ठीक है, after that, as I told you, Tintern Abbey. Now Tintern Abbey is a kind of meditative poem. ठीक है, meditative poem in which the poet reflects on the poet's connections to nature and the enduring power of memory. ठीक है, इन सब चीजों के बारे में ये है poem. And then Ode in Intimations of Immortality. ठीक है, this came out in the year 1807. And in this poem, the poet explores the loss of childhood innocence, and the search for meaning in the natural world. ठीक है, इसके बारे में है broadly है. Now after that, as I told you, Michael. ठीक है, that poem Michael. Now किस चीज के बारे में है? This is about a shepherd. ठीक है, and the loss of his son. ठीक है, एक old shepherd है, and then he loses his son. So this poem is about that. And few facts you should remember that you know the one of the original titles or the subtitles of the Prelude was A Poem on the Growth of an Individual Mind. ठीक है, this was another title, A Poem on the Growth of an Individual Mind. ठीक है, now after that, you know, after you know the poem Michael, there are two more poems called The Old Cumberland Beggar. ठीक है, the Old Cumberland Beggar as well as the Leech Gatherer. ठीक है, the Leech Gatherer. Now what is the similarity between these three poems? Broadly speaking, you know, in these poems Wordsworth talks about characters of low social position. ठीक है, remember in the Augustan times they used to talk about grand things. ठीक है, they used to say that you know there's something called decorum and we need to talk about characters of a certain strata. Here we have Wordsworth talking about ordinary people. ठीक है, this is consistent with Wordsworth's philosophy of choosing subject and language that is generally used by men. ठीक है, so in these three poems, Michael and the Old Cumberland Beggar, उसके बाद the Leech Gatherer, he deliberately chooses characters of a low social position. ठीक है, which normally wouldn't be represented in Augustan poetry. ठीक है, ठीक है, and in most of his poetry, Wordsworth celebrates the spirit of man. ठीक है, spirit of man living in harmony with his natural environment. ठीक है, and away from the corrupt city. ठीक है, now along with this, let me tell you one more important fact. When you read the poems of William Blake, ठीक है, उन्होंने एक important poem लिखा है London. ठीक है, वो title है London. Now Wordsworth also writes a poem London. ठीक है, a poem on London. ठीक है, the complete title is Sonnet Composed Upon Westminster Bridge. ठीक है, Sonnet Composed Upon Westminster Bridge. This was published in 1802. ठीक है, और unlike the poem of William Blake, where William Blake criticizes the city of London, ठीक है, in indirect ways, sometimes direct ways, here in this poem, William Wordsworth talks about the majesty of London. ठीक है, he talks about how great this is, you know, he describes the scenery and all of that. ठीक है, so despite being a nature poet, he is not somebody who is pessimistic in his poetry. He is on the contrary, he is very very optimistic in his poetry. ठीक है,